We back, baby. Anyway, what we were getting on is the whole clone scenario that people are fucking always talking about. Ah, fuck. We lost it.
The smart people and the dumb people.
Yeah.
Leave the disc in there, girl.
God damn it. Asuka.
Boo. Damn. You're a bitch.
Yo, kitties don't give a shit, bro.
She doesn't give a shit. Azula's a good girl. She's a little cunt. She pisses me the fuck off.
I love your cats, dude. We gotta get see, that's the thing, dude. It sucks because I want cornbread in the house, but I want your cats out in the, like, I wish your cats were out and about, dude. I love your fucking cats, dude. Yeah,
I wanted them to be out.
Your cats are good girls, man.
Cornbread,
I love girl cats too. I love girl animals in the most part. Like, I love cornbread, but like the next one, it's gonna be a girl dog. Yeah, you know what I mean? I love, like, they're just smarter and, like, you know what I mean? They're just affectionate. And I like that shit. I like a pet that likes to fucking be loved on. Hmm?
They're more loyal.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if a woman was owning cornbread, cornbread would be more loyal to the girl.
Yeah.
Just like animals.
Dude, that's what's so funny. The other day, he was on the porch, I guess, and like he saw some fucking, some security check or whatever, and he started growling from the porch. And Uncle Johnny was like, "What the fuck?" He was all, "He's all, damn, you don't like her, huh?" He's like, "No.
She's bitch out of here.
She's bad business."
She's bad business.
And she was like at some other person's house or some shit, but some security chick. But he knows, dude, when he's fucking, you know, scaling the neighborhoods, running around and shit, he already knows, dude.
Smartest dogs
we've had. Oh yeah,
like he plays.
Dude, I let him out. You already know. The other day, I let him out, and I was all just jam over to fucking.
Yeah, but of course he went and fuck
with. Dude, yeah, he went and fuck with.
He's
Uncle,
more aggressive.
He went and fuck with Uncle Timmy's cats.
Yeah, because he used to not fuck with Zanny.
I know. That's what scares me now, though, dude. I'm like, fuck. Like, I do want to be able to do that, to just let him out and go do his thing. But I'm like, dude, what if he runs into some dogs or, you know what I mean? Like, or what if he fucks with somebody? You know what I mean? But like, I do it sometimes, though.
Take him on a walk.
Yeah, we need to get a leash, though.
We have a leash.
Where's it at?
It's probably by the back door. But we have leashes and we have a harness.
I mean, no, I've only found.
I was just going to get on my longboard and start.
I've only found collars.
Well, we have a shit ton of collars, but I know we.
All right. Well, anyway, well, like, let's get off. We're talking about. Yeah. We're handling the family biz right now on the cast. It's all good. So, hey, yo, keep playing this Ronald McDonald. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, anyway, Willy Wonka is Ronald McDonald. In this universe. Let's go.
Come on in. The water's just fine.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Sitting in a ball pen.
At least not that hard. You still haven't tried your Big Mac.
Still haven't tried your Big Mac. Something wrong.
I hate to see you go home hungry. Our bathrooms are very clean. You look like you have to take a tinkle.
I will hold your cats.
Take a couple trips.
Hold on, you gotta see this.
Yeah, my bad. Run it back.
Our bathrooms are very clean. You look like you have to take a tinkle. Go on. Take a couple trips.
Oh my God.
Take a couple trips. I got a 93 Toyota Paseo in the parking lot.
Paseo!
Let's get out of here.
I used to like Logic, you know, the rapper. He dropped reviews him so poorly, I just don't really care for his music now.
That's fucking hilarious.
This is my pad.
Not much, but I certainly call it home. You look pretty thirsty. Here, have some water.
Have some water.
Here you go, sweetie.
That was not water, dude. Did you see where he pulled that from?
What the fuck?
He just pulls it out of nowhere.
You look pretty thirsty. Here, have some water.
You see him look at him, too, from behind? He's all turning and looking.
Uh-oh.
It's getting scary.
Oh, shit, dude. Spooky cast. They don't even know what's going on, dude. Pause it real quick. Come in here. Explain to them what the fuck's going on.
I don't know the exact full story.
Well, just tell them what this is.
But I know that this is a Ronald McDonald video.
Like, who's it? Who put it out? Like, you know, like, tell them.
What... Meat Can put it out. And I know that Willy Wonka is Meat also... Can. Whatever. But it said Meat Cannon. Everyone says it Meat Cannon.
It's Canyon.
Whatever. But Willy Wonka is Ronald McDonald, but he's also a pedophile and a bad dude, like drug
dealer. A bad guy. Yeah. Corn Pop was a bad dude.
He does human trafficking. He does a lot of bad shit, but he's supposed to just be like a play on like those weirdos that are like iconic in like movies and commercials.
So they keep taking like these iconic characters and just making them the same weirdo.
Yeah, sometimes. They did it to Mr. Beast too. In, like,
no shit. Style. I don't like Mr. Beast, dude.
I mean, he's doing things, but...
Like, no, I mean, he's doing it.
Whatever.
For sure, like, it's his thing. He's doing it.
I know, like, Shiloh was all talking to me about Mr. Beast, and I was like, I don't care.
He like, fucking sucks. Like
I was like, I don't watch his
videos. No, dude, if I see his shit, I skip right past it. He's like, I bought everything in this fucking store, dude. All right? I came to this restaurant, I bought all the tacos.
Yeah,
and
it's like,
all right. I did this, I did all of it. I did all of it. And it's like, dude, calm the fuck down, dude. Yeah. Like, chill. But I mean, honestly, I mean, it gets results, I guess. So whatever. People dig it. I mean, people see, that's the fucking weird thing, man. People on the internet, they dig the weirdest fucking shit, like ASMR. People eating. People just having big meals. You know what I mean? Yeah. People will watch motherfuck like tiny people eat huge ass meals,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, it helps my anxiety. It makes me feel better. Like, and then people are like, that's positivity. Let's push that. Like, no, that's fucking weird, dude. And like, you should not like how the fuck is that making you feel positive? If you're taking that and feeling positive about yourself, like that's I don't, you got something fucking wrong, man. Low self, something, man. I don't know. Shit, like, there's just a lot of fucking weird shit going on nowadays, man.
Mukbangs and shit.
I don't. Yeah, what the fuck is a what the fucking mukbang, dude? Put a lot of shit in the fucking pot.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
The internet's a weird place.
You know what that is, dude? Fucking. What do people from jail call that? What do people from jail call that? A fucking
The ramens that they make.
No, they'll put all kinds of shit together. A spread.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all a mukbang is a goddamn spread. Yeah. It's a fancy spread. Motherfuckers, yeah. You should just put truffle on that shit and try to call it fancy. And fuck truffle. While we're on it, I'm on a rant. I'm Bill Byrne right now. Fuck truffles.
I've never had truffles.
Dude, it's fucking stupid. Dude, try to look up what truffles are. They're it's mushrooms. The stupidest tripe. Nah, it's stupid.
They're mushrooms.
Dude, if you try to Google, it's fucking stupid.
They're mushrooms.
It's not just mushrooms.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
It's a mushroom. It's in Son. The mushroom family.
Son.
It's in the mushroom family.
But it's so fucking stupid.
But mushrooms are weird because they're not exactly
like, fungus. Dude. I've literally Googled what is up with truffles. It just bothers me so much. It's the stupidest fucking thing. Fuck truffles.
They're just mushrooms.
Fuck truffles, dude. I don't give a shit. Fuck mushrooms.
You like mushrooms.
Don't I mean, I like shrooms. Smurfing. I like smurfing for sure.
You ain't smurfing before.
Motherfucker, I've been smurfing. I don't take no acid though.
Little baby doses.
Nah. I've taken fat doses before. The last little dose fucked me up. I've taken 2 eighths before. With Trav, I've taken definite. Dude, I was seeing lasers. It was looking like hyperspeed in Star Wars, dude.
I saw an old ancient Chinese dragon made out of clouds.
Damn.
He was looking at the sun and he turned and looked at me and smiled and I was laying
on the ground. Fuck. I think we mentioned this in a couple casts ago.
Yeah, that was when I was tripping in the woods hard.
Yeah, it's dude.
The highest I've been in my life.
Well, no, I still have that that little THC. It's THC infused
with mushroom
shit. So it's like psychedelic weed shit. But like, you take like, it's like this weird, like, almost like caramel substance or like Lucas, like, you know, like the Lucas candy. It's like that almost, but you take like, you're supposed to take like a teaspoon and put it in some tea and drink it to like microdose it. But I just like take a little bit and I just fucking like, you know, I just tongue that shit off the spoon like some peanut butter. And man, it's cool, dude, but I just keep saving it. Like, I want to save it. Like, I want to do something like cool, like a nice little fucking hot cast or something. The last time I did it is when I had Josh on the cast, because honestly, I hadn't fucking seen him in a long time. And I was like, fuck, man, I don't know what to talk about. I was like, maybe if I needed it. Like, I mean, I knew we were going to catch up and have a good time and talk about shit. But I was like, man, you know, this will definitely like spark it up. You know what I mean? I was like, this will definitely spice it up a little bit. So I was like, fuck it. And honestly, man, we haven't really fucking been talking as much since then. I want him to come back on and hop on, because I hadn't seen him in a while. That was kind of like our whole conversations and shit in our catch up was the cast, you know. But like, I want him to come back on. I want the second checkup on how Josh is doing. I feel like it should be a segment. How the fuck is Josh? Because I say it all the time on the cast. I'm like,
we're talking about Papa John's Josh, right?
No, my Josh. My friend Josh on the show.
I don't know.
Episode Meet Josh. I can't remember what number episode it was, but there's a pic. I have a picture posted and everything when he came on. It's that cool picture with the dude taking a picture with like the mirror mask. Mm. That's the homie Josh. He came over to the house. The episode's called Meet Josh. I'm pretty sure it's like episode.
Oh, that Asian dude?
No, he's Mexican.
Yeah, I don't remember him, but I remember him coming over.
Yeah, a little short dude. Face. Little short dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's the homie Josh, bro. But no, it's well, like
bad Josh.
Yeah. No diss to Josh. Remember. But you know what was dope, dude, about having him on is he was even like shouting out like shit that had been talked about on the cast. And I was like, damn, this fool actually really listens. Like, that's awesome. But you know what I mean? But I want the boy back on though. I gotta hit him up. We gotta get him back on. I got him high as fuck that day too, dude. I rolled 3 joints, dude. We got through 1.5. It was like, dude, I got smoked. Don't worry. Like, we took a break and shit. He's like, can't do it.
It's like, oh, shit, you all right? You good?
Isn't that so funny, dude? Some people just can't handle the fucking THC.
Yeah, Mira can't.
Really?
She doesn't smoke.
Dude, neither does Raven. Neither does Raven, dude. Yeah. And honestly, I mean, a little bit like, you know, I don't know if the Bay listens to the cast, but I kind of miss a stoner girl. Yeah, man, dude. That shit's awesome, dude. No, dude, it's awesome, bro. Yeah, like, when chicks cool like to smoke, because then they get high, and you guys have the best fucking time ever.
Yeah, but when I was with Jackie, I'd go to work, and this bitch be smoking
all that bitch was nuts, though, dude. That bitch was something else.
Yeah, she was.
You know what I mean? I'm glad that's over. Yeah. Dude, the other day... Oh, fuck, I wanted to talk to you about it, because you said she was stalking you. Yeah. The other day, dude, I swear, I think I saw her ride by on the bike. Yeah, probably. I was inside, but I was like looking through the screen door because I don't know. It's funny, dude. Like, I have like tweaker tendencies, but I'm not a fucking tweaker at all. Like, I'll go fucking.
Dad, I'll go look out the front
door. Yeah, dude, I'll look out the front door all the time. Like, who the fuck is out here doing shit?
Who's on my front porch?
But you know what I think it is? I think it's just adult, like homeowner, shit. Like adult, like trying to be homeowner shit where you're like, you it's my house. What the fuck? Front. You go outside, you look out. Who the fucking fuck is out here, dude? What kind of piece of shit am I going to look at today? Like, you know what I mean?
The world okay still?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Is the fucking world on fire right now?
Hey, go look
up. Am I in goddamn purgatory? Tell me. Like.
Yeah, dude, that bitch is definitely stalking me.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No, dude, I saw her. I was like, dude, she came by on the bike. Yeah. I saw her ride by. And I noticed what I noticed because, like, they, like, because. They rode in on the neighborhood, right? And they were, like, on the opposite side of the street, not giving a shit. And then they rode in, swooped in, like, right there where our neighbors are, our gay Christian neighbors. What's up? And then they fucking, like, they, like, stared at the house real quick, but they slowed down heavy. I was like, oh, that's that bitch. Well, she had, like, a friend following her.
Mm. It was probably
the friend wasn't paying attention.
Was it a girl? Like, short hair?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it's her dyke.
What the fuck? She's stalking you with her dyke girlfriend?
That she cheated on me with?
That she cheated on you with?
Yeah.
What kind of shit is that? Yeah. What kind of head game is that's
that she's also tweaking with?
That's what she's also tweaking out with the meth on her?
Yeah, probably fucking.
See, so that's weird.
On the streets.
See, that's weird, dude. Like, I don't understand that. That's just all like psycho head game, bro.
Because
it's like, how the fuck are you going to get your current bitch to fucking help you stalk your ex-mans?
Yeah.
You're gonna say all kinds of crazy shit, but also, sure, though, but the meth don't bitch. Help.
I'm pretty sure
the meth don't help though.
I'm 100% sure
because meth causes psychosis.
Hold on, I'm 100% sure that the dyke bitch is getting her meth out and going and selling her around the town.
Yeah,
I don't think she cares about her because she really doesn't.
No,
I've seen how like she treated her and shit. And that night that we went over there and we got in that.
Yo, place. That shit was wild, yeah. Dude. I thought you were gonna burn the goddamn apartment complex down.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie, I tore that fucking room apart.
And dude, I know. Me destroy so dude, much you shit. Came out and you were wilding, dude. Me and Nathan just looked at each other and we were like, "He's gonna fucking kill her, dude." Like, you didn't like, nah. Dude.
Surprisingly,
but you were just,
I didn't lay a it's fucking too, hand on
no,
it.
No, dude.
I fucking tore that room.
No, I know. Like no, I know. Tornado. See, no, see, that's the thing, too. It was so funny because I knew you weren't going to lay a hand on her, but the way, like, she came walking out, like, I'm not even going to deal with this. Like, she just, like, left, like, and started I just walking. Came
walking, like, no, God she, damn it.
No, but the funniest thing is, you weren't even walking fast. You were just,
I'm just
strolling, but this, you're like, you fucking bitch, you're gonna fucking get back here. Yeah. I can't believe you fucking do this to me. You fucking little bitch, you come here. You come here. Yeah, you fucking bitch, you come here.
That was a rough night.
No, dude, it was so fucking funny because it was like the way you were walking out, you were like it was like old man stash. Like, listen here, I'm not gonna fucking be treated or dealt with like this. You fucking come here, you dumb bitch. Yeah,
dude. That was a bad night.
Dude, me and Nate were standing there, dude, and I'm not gonna lie, I was drunk and I had taken some pills before that. So I was like, whoo.
That was like a little bit after.
And I was just looking at you rage out. And I was like, damn, son, we should probably leave. Like, I had beer and because I think Nate was going to take me somewhere after that or whatever.
Because you guys pulled up and I went in. And this was like a little bit after the whole miscarriage thing.
Yeah.
And I walked in and the front door was open, like wide open. And, like, no one was in the living room.
Yeah.
So I walked all the way back to Jackie's room and opened the door. And they were straight fucking her and the dyke bitch. I walked in there, dude, and pushed that fucking dyke bitch off her onto the wall. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit? That dude, that dyke bitch got up all crazy and was like, whoa, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Pushed her. And I fucking grabbed that dyke bitch up by her shirt and fucking went out and fucking threw her on the ground. I was like, you want to be a man? I'm going to fucking treat you like a man. And slammed that fucking door. And she took off.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, Jackie, you think that fucking bitch cares about you? If she did, she'd fucking be here right now, wouldn't she? Like, yeah. Hey, I was saying some real shit, but
no, it
was
yeah.
A bad night, dude.
You were, yeah.
I fucking was throwing no, what, all my hey, shit in boxes.
Hey, what did we do? What did we do after? Did I chill with you? What did we do? I don't remember what happened. I think we dropped you off here.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the fuck I did after that.
I was by myself, though. I think I was like, I just need to be alone. But I think Dylan was here. So I couldn't even be alone. I went down there.
I don't. I'm trying to remember what the fuck I did that night. I think I went back to the studio or something.
Yeah,
that's what I was doing. I was waiting for the homie to get off or some shit. And Nate was like, "I gotta go handle this shit with your brother."
Yeah, that was a terrible night,
dude.
I was fucking crying in the back of the car on the way.
Dude, home. It was nuts. I took some good pictures too while you were in there yelling at
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I know. I see those pictures. I'm like, this motherfucker was like taking pictures while my whole universe at the time was collapsing. Like, dude, my world was falling.
You're
apart.
Fucking.
These motherfuckers out
dude,
there.
Dude, Mars was crashing into your Earth while I was out there, like, dude, I'm just trying to flex real quick. I had beer, dude. Mama. I had beer in the car. I was like, I'm fucking drinking right now, dude. We're gonna wait for this shit. But dude, I was so fucking scared because I was like, we're at this apartment complex. We don't even live here. There's like three of us, and like there's like three men, and like I noticed, like I saw that bitch left, so I knew it was like just three dudes, one chick. Some shit's going on. We're here for you. I was like, this is gonna look a little bad. I'm a little drunk. I had weed and pills on me. I was like, because I was fucking with, that's when I was fucking with Zans. Because I never even told you, but I was like fucking with Zans hard. Yeah, I did, probably. But I was fucking with Zans like hard for a minute.
I know everything.
Yeah. But and they're like, don't drink on them. Dude, I would start drinking and pop like two. And I'd be like, I'm the fucking man, dude.
In high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, the homie Jacob.
Shit's not great, dude.
Nah, I was never really a pill guy, but the homie Jacob, who's having his second kid now, and was the manager at McDonald's, yeah, that fool used to sell me coke in fucking Fresno High.
No shit. Yeah. That's awesome, dude. Yeah.
He used to hide it where the fire hydrants would be.
Damn, yeah, son.
He would just go pull it out and then, like, give you some.
That's cold.
With him in the bathroom at Fresno High.
What?
Coked out in class.
Damn.
He was my boy.
That's crazy.
I was doing shit in high school.
That's wild, bro.
Yeah. Me and Tyler used to slam bottles of, like, water bottles of vodka. Not much, but,
oh,
like,
fuck, dude. We didn't even finish this Ronald McDonald shit.
Yeah, no.
Play it. Come on.
This motherfucker.
Don't you want to know how fucking it can taste? How beautiful life can really be? Don't be afraid. When you come to your senses, I'll bring you back up.
So I'll bring you back up.
I don't like it.
I like it.
It's just disturbing.
It's good, though. Oh, wait. You'll like this one.
The fuck is this one?
Sir Anakin, I have the high ground. I have the
high... You underestimate my power.
Don't try it, Anakin.
I'm going to jump.
Don't do it, Anakin. I beg you.
No, I'm
he's got a hunchback. That's funny.
Well, if you do jump, Anakin, why would you tell me? Because I'm strong.
I want you to cut him up.
That's fucking great, why? Dude.
You're going to fucking die. Live long and prosper. Not even a Star Wars reference.
No!
I loved you. Could you move me away from the lava? I'm getting kind of close.
You are getting kind of close.
Dude, pause real quick.
Look at you
do
now.
You remember that? Me and you watching this?
In the
living room of Dad's fucking old house.
Yeah.
On Normal Street.
Yeah.
And I was crying my fucking eyes out.
Yeah. Because Anakin.
And I was like, why?
I hate you.
And I was like, why wouldn't he just go down and grab him up? Obviously, he learned his goddamn lesson. You cut his fucking arms and legs off. Yeah. You got enough time to grab him. Sit him down, smack him in the goddamn face, and tell him what the fuck is up. You're just gonna let him die in the lava? Let it slowly rise up and burn you? Fuck Obi-Wan, son.
I am the younglings.
Dude, he literally, like, dude, he had enough time to go and snatch that motherfucker up.
Yeah, he really did.
He could have took him in his ship, took him back, he could have talked with Yoda. They would have gotten his goddamn head. They could have gotten his fucking head, though, and did shit.
Like, Obi-Wan would have tried to fix him.
Yoda would have helped, though. If he would have brought
Yoda
any...
Yoda would have been done. Think so.
All right, I'm recording it. All right, we're live, dude. We're live. We're back. We are live.
You want to see this?
Wait, we're live.
As of this moment.
Right now, we're live.
Did you just do it now when you said now?
Straight up with no hands. I did it right now. We're live. What are we watching though?
I thought about showing
you. What the fuck? Now you went somewhere else.
No, I'm showing you.
I wanted to see that one though.
You don't.
I don't want to see that one.
I haven't seen it and it's probably not good. But this one's really good. And there's a Ronald McDonald one that's like this.
Because, Meat Canyon.
Yeah. It's canon though. But it's spelled Canyon. Well, who the fuck is Scarlett?
Oh shit, you got a friend request.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that exciting? I don't know.
I just want you to see this.
You're a very lucky little boy.
What the fuck?
You get to see what's behind that door.
What?
Now, Charlie, don't you want to see what's behind that door?
I don't like this.
Oh, no.
Come on, it'll be.
He's Ronald McDonald. There's a Ronald McDonald one, too, and it's like the same as this. And you figure out that
what the fuck?
There, Charlie.
Caught you taking a peek there, Charlie.
That's all right.
Jesus Christ, dude. This is crazy.
It gets way crazy.
It gets worse.
You're missing it. When he's all.
Willy Wonka's being a perv.
He's all. It's when you get handsy that you really get yourself in trouble.
Oh, God.
Man. That's all right. Nothing wrong with window shopping from time to time. It's when you get handsy. It's when you get yourself into some trouble. Come over here, Charlie. There's one last part of the factory I'd like to show you.
Oh, no. Don't do it, Charlie. Oh, no.
Go ahead and taste the wall.
What?
Come on, try it.
What?
Well, would you lick that wall? I don't know. Charlie, I'm just messing with you. There's no flavor on the wall. You licked that rust pretty good, though.
You licked that rust pretty good, though.
We'll get you a little tetanus shot before you leave.
Jesus.
Tetanus shot before you leave.
Oh, he's just hanging around.
Look, you can see Ronald McDonald's picture on the left. That's his grandpa. He sold him.
Take a look at this.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
He sold him to Charlie or to
Willy Wonka?
Willy Wonka.
Who's actually Ronald McDonald in this guy?
I don't know.
What the fuck, Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey?
Some of the McDonald's people.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Like the Hamburglar.
Best presidents have a lot of connections, Charlie. A lot of connections. But so do I.
Damn, that's what the Hamburglar looks like? I've never fucking known that.
No, he's the fool right there. You didn't see him?
No, I saw it.
Yeah, right there. On the bottom right under his armpits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Hamburglar.
That's crazy, dude. I never even... Yeah. I've heard that term in so many movies, especially from Pineapple Express. I look like the Hamburglar.
My favorite McDonald's character.
And the Elephant Man.
And the Elephant Man. And the Elephant Man.
What's up, Oscar? Your kitties are attacking me.
They're just, you're on their chair.
I know. I'm in their territory. I'm in their den. Again, I'm in the lion's den. I'm hot in the seat.
They're going to tear you up.
It's a hot cast.
Take his measurements and be gone with you.
They said you have soft and beautiful eyes.
He looks like a medium. Let's get him a small. Get it right. Get it tight.
Be gone!
He looks like a medium. Let's get him a small. Sorry, get it right. Get it tight.
That didn't make you feel uncomfortable, did it?
Pause it real quick.
I don't know.
Have you heard about the new Willy Wonka movie coming out?
Yeah.
The prequel?
They better make it. Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, I think it should be
looks more like a young Chalamet,
by the way. Yeah, say it right.
Chimichanga.
Respect the boy.
He's all right.
He's great.
He's not that great.
He's pretty awesome, dude.
He's a little overhyped. He's like the same character almost in every movie.
Have you seen, what's the one, King?
Nah.
Yo, dude, it's cold. Dude, that movie.
Just watched it because Robert P's in it.
Yeah, but Robert P's a bitch in it, dude. You won't like him.
He's supposed to be playing.
Did you see that? Did you watch that other movie I told you about with Robert P, where he was like the minister? It's got Tom Holland's in it too.
The devil all the time.
Yeah, dude. I haven't watched dude, it's got, also got Peter Skarsgård or whatever. That fucker, dude. Dude, it's a good fucking movie. Killer lineup, killer cast. But you're gonna hate Robbie Pattinson.
Yeah, I heard he's the villain.
yeah, he sucks, dude. You'll be like, dude, you'll see what he's doing. You're like, oh, no.
What the fuck, Batman?
The boy.
Hey, in a lot of movies, though, that he's done recently, he's done great. But they're all very, like, questionable people. Playing, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Good Times. For sure. Oh, Good Time? Great fucking movie. Yeah. But, nah, dude, he sucks that movie. He's like a little fucking French fucking knight and shit. And the way he dies is fucking hilarious. You'll love it.
Yeah.
But, nah, dude, it's badass, dude. You know what I mean? He's just like a prince who, like, becomes king. And, like, he doesn't even want it. And, like, I don't know. It's just like it's a really good interpretation of how times really were back then. You know what I mean? It doesn't really bullshit it in that, like, that kind of category. Like, it's really fucking realistic on, like, the, you know, how just what happens with, like, you know, with weather and terrain and just, you know, just life back then. It was really fucking realistic. I was getting into it. You'll like it, I think.
Yeah, I just been lagging hella movies and shows that I've been needing to watch.
But yeah, dude, I'm kind of hyped because it's like a prequel for Willy Wonka. So it's like you'll see like what the fuck he was doing when he was young and shit. I'm kind of into that. I'm kind of digging that. You know what I mean? How did he get his factory? You know what I'm saying? I feel like nobody's ever really dived into that shit. What do you think?
Did you ever hear the theory that he was like a sociopath or some shit? I can't remember the exact theory.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's nuts, dude.
Did you ever hear the theory about The Shining that Jack...
A world of pure imagination. What?
Did you ever hear the theory about The Shining where Jack raped Danny?
No. What the fuck?
Makes a lot of sense.
That's nasty.
Makes a lot of sense, though.
You gotta start talking a little louder.
I said, makes a lot of sense, though. And I watched rape. This video with Tyler about it, and goddamn, I never really thought about it until you watch it, and you're like, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
he did some shit to him.
It's a rough movie.
Hey, no. Don't do that.
But what was really cool about that, I really liked Dr. Sleep. The new one with Ewan McGregor, how that all kind of ties in. I thought that shit was lit.
No, it was a really good movie. Yeah. Had a lot of cool shit. The only part I didn't care about was...
And then it was like his dad at the bar. Like the dude. Yeah, that, like, part was badass. They picked like a cool dude to to kind of like represent fucking Jack Nicholson back then.
Yeah. The only part I didn't care for was when he got possessed, there was no reason for him to have the whole white eyes thing. Like, when Jack got possessed, he never had it, and it was the same fucking ghosts that were in the fucking hotel that Danny locked up.
So yeah.
It was just an aesthetic thing. And yeah. I get it, you wanted the aesthetic, it was like, but it's last, like, there's no fucking reason.
Like a last second thing, probably.
I mean, the ending relies heavily on, like, the Shining shit, but great fucking movie overall, and, like... Even the ending's still great.
To be honest, though, there's a lot of Stephen King movies that are fucking shite. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, I always tell Mom that. She's like, "You seen this one?" I'm like, "It was terrible." I'm like, yeah, like both the Pet Cemeteries are terrible, and she loves them both.
Like, there's bad ones. There's that one with Ron Perlman with that boy who, like, slimes himself up with the soap and, like, slips through the fucking jail bars.
I think I remember liking that one.
It's like about, like, a town or some shit, and, like, yeah. The fucking sheriff's evil. That one's it's kind of cool.
I liked it when I was young.
But you know what I mean? It's, like, fucking cheesy and shit.
With Christopher Walken.
I ain't seen that.
Dead Zone? No.
I haven't actually seen a lot of them. I've probably only seen like 5.
Fort Shane.
Huh?
Fort Shane.
Whatever, dude.
You're just like, yeah, I know it.
Nah, dude. I know it. Tower.
Dark Tower.
Dark Tower. I like that one. I like when he's drinking the soda. He's all, what is this drink? He's all,
Coke.
No, he's all sugar. And he's all, And fucking, what's another? The Stand. 1408. Oh, I love that movie, dude. Dude, I watched that movie when I was like 10 years old or like 11 years old with Mom.
John Cusack.
And then like that part, like in the end when he hears his family or his daughter and shit on the phone.
There's like 3 or 4 endings.
I cried my fucking eyes out.
Yeah. It's a rough movie.
It's a rough.
Good fucking movie, though.
And then Stand By Me.
Yeah, that's a good one. You always forget that's one, too.
Yeah.
Isn't Shawshank Redemption one, too?
I think Shawshank is... Shawshank Stephen King, right?
Ooh.
Google it.
I think it originally was, yeah. But...
Not the movie, but the story.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's what I mean. The story is an original Stephen King, but the movie was just its own thing.
Well, my phone's gone, so.
What do you mean gone?
I don't know where it is. And I can't find it.
All right.
So I can't look it up.
That's what's up.
I'm struggling.
We're going to fucking... We won't fact check it all. Fuck it.
Nah, we'll just go with it.
We'll just go with it. Dude. We'll manifest it, dude. Whatever we put out there will become present. Yeah, dude. Meta as fuck.
No, I did it and they don't know the context, but...
They don't even know you did it, but I saw it.
Inside joke.
We got old Johnny in this bitch now.
What's up?
What do you got there, dude? You rolled a joint?
Fuck yeah, dude. You mean what am I going to do? Sitting there and just not smoke with you guys?
Just listen to us through the door?
Yeah, stand out there smoking a joint, listening.
I gotta come share. He's all got a cup to his ear, fucking to the door. He's all, man, I wish I could be in there.
Man, have you seen that new Kong versus Godzilla trailer?
Yeah, dude, I was literally just talking about this, me and Antoine, on the last episode.
I'm so upset.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm hyped.
It looks sick as fuck.
Yeah, but Godzilla would whoop the fuck out King Kong. And did you see the plot armor they gave him in the trailer?
No.
They gave him that spear.
I haven't even seen the trailer.
Oh my god, dude. The trailer's so bad.
Every they give time him the spear that catches the beam.
Yeah, well, every time that they show Godzilla's beam King Kong fighting. Every time that they show it in the trailer, King Kong's beating the shit out of Godzilla. And it's like, well, what?
That, yeah, but it's no. not kind of totally happen that way.
I know, but it's like,
well, they're just trying to make they're just trying to make him look like the villain.
But what about this? And the just let me finish.
Yeah.
In the original Godzilla, what'd they say about him? He's the protector of humans.
Oh, yeah.
And that one that came out in this new little monsterverse, they were like, Godzilla's the protector of humans.
But in Kong,
he's got mutos and shit. And now they're like, they even say in the trailer, he's attacking people and we don't know why. And it's like, what? All right, this came out of nowhere. And then they're like, oh, in Kong, in Godzilla's race, they've been at ancient war forever. And it's like, what? This is coming out of nowhere. And then they're like, he has this spear made out of Godzilla's back little scale and it blocks the beam that gets shot at him that would annihilate his fucking face and turn him into dust. He has a shield little fucking spear that can block it. And he's over there whooping his ass with him. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Damn, dude? I didn't see that shit.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's fucking terrible.
Well, that I could say is out of context, but the whole thing about Godzilla attacking people is like, the thing is like their nature, right? So they're top of the food chain. So anytime, when Godzilla acts out, it's just because humankind is getting too big for the britches.
No,
Godzilla. See, I feel like acts it's that humankind has become so warmongle that we have become the enemy.
Well, Godzilla doesn't.
We're
hate
so
humans.
War hungry and shit that like we but have become the threat.
But I think
Godzilla doesn't hate humans though. It's just like how Kong likes that certain tribe.
But
Godzilla's just against evil. You know what I mean? Like, we become so bad, I think that we become the evil he's against.
I read Godzilla.
No, I know. But I think also, like, the plot that they're going for in this movie is they're trying to make, like, Kong the good guy.
Yeah, but did you see all the behind-the-scenes shit that they're making Mechagodzilla?
I haven't seen shit, yeah.
And that
I've seen that.
Mechagodzilla is supposed to be
Antoine
the one
was
that
talking
comes
about how
in,
that shit.
Yeah, and fight King Kong and Godzilla, and then it's going to be a team-up movie, and Kong and Godzilla are going to fight, like, Batman versus Superman fighting fucking
Well,
Tuesday.
They used to do that
and
in the old
like,
ones.
This is stupid. Yeah, but, like, it made sense in the old
but
ones.
But it'd be like Godzilla fight Mothra, and then they'd
it
fight fucking somebody
sense,
else.
Though, in the old ones. All of a sudden, they're like, oh, the protector from the 2016 movie Godzilla? He's just killing people now. We don't know why.
Well, maybe that's just the trailer. We can't say nothing. The movie's not out yet.
You know, Kong, the movie that came out in the 70s, yeah, when he was fucking a baby or some shit, if they would have established, hey, him and Godzilla's fucking race were at war during, like, hundreds of years ago, because that would have been the perfect movie to introduce it, and if they would have shown that spear at least in that movie on some dumbass cave painting, I've been like, okay, at least they put it in his first fucking movie. But in the second movie that he showed up in, they're like, oh, well, he was at war with Godzilla's race, and that's why they have a rivalry.
They're
and,
just shoving it in there.
Yeah, and they're like, here's the spear that all of a sudden.
Have you seen the other Godzilla, the everything. Recent Godzilla movie?
Yeah.
I haven't seen
not King of the Monsters.
No. I want to watch it.
It's just so stupid, though.
Because I do like Godzilla and Kong.
Oh, well, I've been a big Godzilla fan
King
since
of
I was.
Monsters, is
it? Huh? No. That's what I mean.
No. But the new one that's coming out, it's all leading up to it. It's all coming together. It's all leading up to it.
For 20 years.
Yeah, but you know what the original tagline for fucking King Kong versus Godzilla was? Was, what is a king to a god?
Yeah.
Godzilla is a fucking god of the monsters.
Yeah.
He's the head fucking motherfucker of the monsters, of the kaijus. He kills all the kaijus and keeps all the bad ones away.
King Kong is just a king.
Well, he runs them off. That's why he's the protector. He's running off all the bad guys.
Yeah, he's like, get the fuck out of here, dude. I got hands, bro. I got hands, dog.
Kaiju's supposed to be like some sort of spinoff.
Yeah, that was actually supposed to connect, but people didn't like the second one.
Here, sit over here.
Yeah, the second one sucks.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Sit over here.
People fucking...
They'll hear you better.
The guy that made it...
If you sit over here, they'll hear you a lot better.
He actually said something.
Because I keep turning my head to talk to you, too, and I'm here, and they're losing my focus. No, you're good.
I sat a little too far back.
The guy that made Pacific Rim.
See, now we're good. I can hear you.
Guillermo del Toro.
Who?
He actually said.
Motherfucker.
Get yourself.
I do, motherfucker. God damn. I want to make sure they can hear you.
It's about time you care about me.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. We had a good old night last night.
Oh, yeah, baby.
We got
first
down.
Time in what? 6 months?
Oh, shut the fuck up. Not even. We're getting down on some games. Whooping this fool's ass. Surfing.
I'm gonna buy Seth a Mario Party, dude. We gotta have a Mario Party night.
I'm down.
Because every time I have it with these guys, it's Tyler's game. So, like, it's me, this guy, and Tyler.
Yeah.
And you Mario still Party's had your lit. Old lady here. So, like, we wanted a fourth, but, you know what I mean? Like,
now I am. Yeah, now yeah. I am that fourth. I am that you Donkey Kong.
I'm Walla Luigi.
That's what's up, dude. You look like
fucking
her, dude.
Yoshi, baby.
I can see that. Should I be Wario?
Tyler's Dry Bones.
I should be Wario, dude.
You know what? They're not brothers.
We got Yoshi and Dry what? Bones. Dude.
They're not brothers?
Mm-hmm. Wario's just some guy. I mean, Waluigi.
Just some homie, dude.
Well, they established Mario, Luigi, Peach, Rosalina, fucking Wario, Bowser, and someone else are star children.
No shit.
Waluigi's not star child. Waluigi was made by some fan. They had Wario, so they were like, why is there not a Waluigi?
Yeah.
And some fan made Waluigi, and Nintendo was like, stars now and shit. So.
Damn, they just straight swept the idea.
I mean, I'm sure that they bought it, but they did the same shit that Marvel did for Venom. Some dude was like, hey, we would like it if you can make Spider-Man in a black suit. And they were like, here's $300 for that idea. Made millions of dollars off of Venom.
Damn. That means there's like some dude out there that's like, that's mine. Yeah. Tom Hardy's all fucking, you know, jumping around being Venom. Fucking.
Yeah, imagine
this dude's over there, like, you know, still bartending.
Like, yeah, imagine being
set,
yeah,
like, yeah, I mean, 60 years old, dude.
Told that one. I thought he'd get me recognized, not steal it.
Yeah, dude. You know, he's got all kinds of Venom shit like down in his basement. And he's like got fucking some strings attached, like a thread and shit.
He's oh,
like,
he's down there burning it.
That's yeah.
What hurts about these motherfuckers.
There's been so much shit that like good writers have written, and then shitty writers come in like halfway through the series and start writing. And people are like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It's like, that's what's bad about comics. People be all, but look at this feat. And it's like, yeah, dude.
From somebody about, that writ that shit. The Daredevil renewal coming in Spider-Man 3. It's gonna be a slight renewal.
I don't believe it.
What's gonna be the dude?
I've
seen a lot of confirmation on it, dude.
Hope. Like,
I've seen a lot of confirmation on it.
Yeah, I'm having. I don't want that hope. Stop, because I don't want.
Dude, we're getting Toby.
I don't want to go to the theaters to watch it, and I don't see my boy Daredevil in it at least once.
Dude, we're getting Toby and Andy's back. Come on.
Yeah, I'm gonna be hyped on that. But if I don't see Charlie Cox Daredevil show up for 1 second, I'm gonna be slightly disappointed. Because that would have been the perfect movie to bring him back.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite superhero.
Dude, I'm sure they'll bring him in.
I mean, I'm sure that they will, because everyone...
It seems like the movie that, like, a lot's happening. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, that's because...
Well, like, that's supposedly why Captain America and Iron Man and all them fucking retired. Is so they can bring the new gens out.
Yeah, it's the new Avengers and shit.
Yeah, they gotta bring the newer ones
yeah,
out.
They're dipping into all kinds of shit now, bro.
That don't mean later on, you know, they might bring one of them back to life or something stupid.
Oh, yeah, they're already fucking mission,
you know what I mean? That Chris Evans is supposed to come back for one more thing as Captain America, but I think it's going to be...
Like a reboot, like a, no, yeah, not, like, not even a reboot or miniseries.
No,
like
it's
going
to be the miniseries.
Like a flashback. Stones.
It's probably Disney Plus.
Remember when he returns the stones? He takes Mjolnir and all the stones in the case and just disappears. And next time you see him, he's old cap sitting on a fucking log. Yeah, and you're so like, dude, what the fuck happened to you?
Yeah, so he did something.
But I think they're going to show it as some kind of a flashback.
Well, no, he did some shit.
I don't think they are. I think they're just
gonna I don't think he's going to have his own part. Like, I think it's going to be a flashback of some other movie.
No, I think he should. I think he deserves it.
Well, he does, but you mean, is
where would it flash back, though? His first movie was in the past, and then he froze. And then after that, when he came out of the ice.
It'll just show everything that he did with the stones.
Yeah.
Because that's the only story we have.
Unless they did like a mini
series. It's the only story of them we have left.
Yeah, and everybody wants to see it, so it makes the most sense.
Unless they're doing like a mini series, like WandaVision.
Well, plus, like when you go back to what was it?
Winter. That's the whole point. WandaVision is a mini series.
I don't know. I don't think he's gonna come back for his own movie. Is what I'm saying.
No. Yeah, that's not happening.
No, it's gonna be a flashback or some of someone else's movie.
Yeah, maybe something along that
line. Yeah, I mean, like some other team member.
Something along that line, maybe.
Oh.
Like, I think he's just going to have a small part. You know what I mean?
They might do that.
I don't think he's even going to be in half of the movie.
They said he's coming back full-fledged.
It's probably going to be a miniseries on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's most likely going to be that.
Because like, that's where it's at right now.
That's what I said. I said I see a miniseries or like a cameo. I mean like a flashback cameo?
Yeah.
That's what I see. I don't see him getting his own nether movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're opening the Spider-Verse, Doctor Strange, and everything.
Not just that. I mean,
what's up?
It starts off in WandaVision, leads into Doctor Strange 2, and after Doctor Strange 2, it leads into Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
WandaVision is supposed to be the first of it. Doctor Strange 2 is supposed to be the middle of it. Spider-Man 3 is supposed to be the end of that.
It's basically just reality and dimensions and shit getting broken down, right? Like shit mixing up.
More than that.
But yeah,
what's going down? What's this shit leading to?
DC did. They said, oh, instead of having multiple timelines, it's all kind of out there as one now.
Yeah. Well, everybody's doing it now.
Yeah, but that's
kind of stupid. Like all this happened in the same timeline.
Yeah, but that's kind of stupid. Like
it's interesting
to be like, hey, you know. It's okay that Toby's Spidey was in a whole different universe. Like, I'm not saying that I don't want the crossover. The crossover is good.
It's going to be fucking amazing.
The multiverse is cool. But if they try to say, hey, Toby was Spider-Man in our universe too, it's like, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
Like, at all. You guys said the first superhero was fucking Captain America, then Captain Marvel, then Iron Man. Where the fuck was Toby Spider-Man then? Like, you know, it's just like.
Or Andy.
Yeah, a bunch of people are like, Toby Spider-Man's always been Spider-Man in this universe because J. Jonah shows up at the end of Spider-Man 2. And it's like, no, not at all. And I'm like, it's a different character. I'm like, it's the same, but it's differently written. It's not the same dude from that movie, even though it is, you know? It's not the Sam Raimi universe J. Jonah. It's the MCU J. Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
People are fucking stupid with that shit. They're all, that's Raimi J. Jonah. And it's like, why? Because it's the same actor and he's playing the same character. But it's like 10 years later, it wouldn't make no fucking sense. How would Toby Spider-Man be in that universe? Like,
yeah.
But like,
I kind of didn't I didn't like that about it either, honestly.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's fine that Jay Jonas is in it.
It's cool because that means it's just doppelganger universe shit.
Bad. I'm saying it's good. I'm saying what people are taking from it is bad.
Yeah.
I'm saying that was an amazing thing. I lost my shit. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then my homie was like, oh, this means Toby's universe is connected. And I was like, no. I mean, not at all. No, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It just means that the same character looks the same in that universe.
No, it's just the same actor coming back to play.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, that's what it really is. But you know what I mean? Like, that sometimes that happens in the universe. That would be like
fucking if...
Most of the time when people hit, like, a different, like, universe or dimension like that, they'll find somebody and it looks the fucking same.
Well, that's like if he does actually do that shit where they are saying, oh, he could play... Tom's Uncle Ben, Toby, and they're like, oh,
that would have been sick. I think
Spider-Man, he got the shoes from him, and it's like, what the fuck are you on about?
No,
like,
yeah, that's bullshit.
I've been hearing just a bunch of,
but I think it really would have been cool, like, if he would have played Uncle Ben, that would have been kind of fucking sick, dude.
Yeah,
but now they can still have the chance to show that, you know what I mean? Damn. Like, what if when he sees Toby, they flash back to like. Him seeing Uncle Ben dead and it's Toby. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't think they're going to do it.
I don't think they would, but that'd be fucking sick.
I'm sure they're right? going to do a better way, but
right.
Yeah.
I do think that Toby is probably going to be Uncle Ben in the MCU.
No, I do like the idea, though, how they're doing it to where, like, you know, different realities, they don't look exactly the same.
No, I like it.
Yeah. I love that idea of it.
Yeah, how there can be more than one.
Like, you know, in the past, they've done many ideals with this, but they've always looked exactly the same in every reality, so it's never worked.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm very open to the ideal of them all looking different and it being different realities.
No, yeah, that's fucking wild. And it's awesome, dude, because it's like, it just opens doors for so many fucking different things.
He's already seen some of the multiverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch WandaVision with me.
Yeah.
That's a pocket reality.
Is it? Like, you already watched it all?
See, and like, that's one of the only things I don't like about Marvel and them whole doing, like, all this is supposed to be happening around the same time. They need to actually show, like, dates, though. Like, with WandaVision, like,
you have to look at, like, the books and shit.
Yeah, you gotta look into all that shit.
With the actual timeline. I don't like it, though.
I know, but, like, how hard is it to put a subtitle with a fucking date? Like, they're switching into a different century.
Because that shit fucks up shit a lot. You remember
sometimes.
It could fuck up plot holes.
The first Spider-Man movie, Homecoming, they showed that fucking, like, the whole Avengers shit that went down in 2012. And in Marvel, they said, yeah, the Avengers movie happened in 2012. Mm-hmm. It came out in 2012. The movies come out, and they're in the continuity of the same year they come out and shit.
Yeah, and then Homecoming
said 8 years later.
Yeah.
And it would have been 20-something.
2020.
Like, no. Like, yeah, and it was during the time of Civil War, which they already said was taking place during 2016.
Yeah.
Not 2020 fucking one or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just when you got to be on top of your game and make sure shit lines up.
Yeah,
that's what's funny, though. Like,
for the most part, I feel like they're pretty good about doing it.
Well, I don't remember who said it, but someone was like, yeah, that's a flaw. Whoever did that was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And it was probably someone from Sony, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because Sony still owns Spider-Man, so they have a lot of... Why do you think none of the Spider-Man movies are on Disney Plus?
See, but at the same time, they always have that wild card. Like, that was a different...
Big facts. He's spitting hard game right there. I like that.
I know my shit.
I like that. What's going on, Sony? I love Sony, dude.
I like some shit, but they're bad at a lot.
Oh, cool.
Pussy.
Dude, kill it. Fuck you, dude.
All my boy, I hit it. Don't worry.
All right, dude. I was your boy, too. Whatever, dude. We're out.
Oh, you definitely are.
Nah, we're good. Nah, no, I know.
Like that now?
I guess so.
You good off this?
All right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you put hash on it?
Nah, it's on my bomb.
Damn. You don't put hash on your bomb? You can't put hash
on a bomb?
I just don't like doing it. I like snapping my bowls. It's a waste.
It's not a waste.
So you only put a tiny pinch and a tiny pinch of wheat.
Nah, bro,
it's not a waste. That shit doesn't burn out. It stays there.
Give me your wheat and your hash. I'll show you how to do a snapper. That's what I meant.
Whole bowl snaps.
Well, don't snap some hash, dude.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Instead of doing a whole bowl.
I just hit my whole bowl. That's how I hit
my bomb. I mean, you can still take like a full rip, son.
Let me hit my fucking bomb. I hit my fucking bomb.
Instead of doing a whole bowl, you do half a bowl.
Hey, man. I'm sorry, man.
God damn it. I'm just trying to take a bowl and I'm getting attacked.
Don't put baby in a corner.
Because I want a hash bowl.
You want a hash bowl, god damn it. I'll make you one. Just ask.
That's what I was getting to, dude.
My.
It's a hot cast, right?
You can't beat around the bush around here. You mean you got to be direct or people get mad.
People do.
Tell me what you're trying to say.
What do you want, boy? What do you need from me? That's fucking great. Good rip. That's what's up. Oh, look at that gurgles. I heard that gurgles good on the earphones right now, dude.
Speaking of gurgles, like, you ever go to a new school gurgles. And you're trying to meet the new stoner homies? That's the shit to do. You take a fucking drink of some water and go.
You can just do it with your slime.
I know, like I just did, but like when you got water in your mouth,
it does sound
like you get that.
Oh, yeah. Classic little high school move, cafeteria wise.
You looking at some of y'all?
Somebody looks up all, hey, you, bro? You, dude? You're like, yeah, dude. Let's fucking this ditch right now, dude. Let's eat lunch and dip.
John thought I smoked in high school.
No. Me either, dude. Fucking nobody ever thought I smoked in high school.
I would slam bottles of...
I'm like, dude, I fucking blaze the fuck up.
Dude, Tyler was so bad because I'd walk to school with Tyler and he'd have these water bottles of alcohol and he'd be able to slam these with me.
See, I was always that quiet kid, you know, like you probably thought was a Unabomber.